Hi, this is Daniel Garber of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. There's a new film called Play the Film, starring play actors who play actors in a play. Got that? Okay, the screenplay was written by an actor who plays an actor in the movie, but in the movie, the play is written by two other actors in the final version by the director. That's the director of the play in the movie, not the director of the movie. And the play's director changes the script because he wants to turn the play into a movie. Understand? No, I didn't think so. Well, Play the Film is premiering this Saturday at 4:15 p.m. at the Royal Cinema. It's part of the Canadian Film Festival. It's a comedy about acting, and it's really funny. Luckily, I have some people here who can explain it a bit better than I could, and I'm very pleased to have writer, producer, director Kelly McCormack and director Alec Toller, and to tell us more about it. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Alec.
Hello.
Hello.
So the play's having its world premiere when something goes wrong. This is the story of the movie. One of the players goes off script. What happened?
Well, in the first scene of the play within the film, an actor misplaces a gun prop. And so, very crucially, an actor is supposed to die on stage, and they don't. And the actors are left rewriting the play in order to make up for the fact that there's a character who is not dead.
It's supposed to be a very serious, political, high-profile murder trial play. But the guy who's supposed to be the murder trial subject, like, doesn't die.
So it's very...
So they really have to get it back on track.
Mm-hmm.
So what do they do?
Well, the problem... So the setup for the film is that all these actors have put on this play together, and they're trying to fix their careers. So they have a bunch of egos, a bunch of insecurities, and they all have conflicting motivations to want to do this play. So when the actor dies, they kind of all have different opinions as how it should get fixed. And because they're trying to work within the framework of this very serious political drama, they end up making it very offensive. And it's just a lot of like, it's 70 minutes of real time of the opening night. So it's really, it's like a pressure cooker of stuff going on.
Just like the noose or the screw tightens further and further and further. And those personalities just begin to explode and it gets mighty silly.
Yes, mighty silly and offensive in all the right ways.
So it is a movie about actors, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would want to say it's more about friends, because that's like the core emotional relationship is between the actor who doesn't die and his best friend, who is also the producer in the film.
And co-writer of the script.
That's right, exactly.
Original script.
Yeah, so they sort of meant to do it together, and then it kind of, you know, the other director came in and sort of took over and made it this garbagey play. And it's actually about them reconnecting.
But there are all sorts of levels of acting. There's the Shakespearean type guy
and then
the realist type people. So you have all the different kinds of actors. So tell me, is it harder to play a bad actor or a good actor?
I will take that one. we had a lot of fun with this film in that, like, these actors are supposed to be good actors, but they've been given, they tried to make this script, and then this director has made it really crummy. So they're dealing with a really crummy script that on stage they're trying to make better. I would say, as an actor in real life, Kelly McCormack actor, playing a bad actor is so much fun. Like, you get to do all, there's so many things you pick up in the community and you see tropes and things that other people do all the time that you can kind of make fun of. And so I don't think it's any different. It's just a fun thing to do.
I would say that all the actors in the film are actually very bad. So it's quite easy to do. No, I'm kidding.
No, everyone. All the actors in this film are really well-known actors in the city who are always on stage and on film. Stupid talented. It stars Christian Brune, who's on Orphan Black and who is essentially becoming famous.
Yeah. He's the husband?
No, he plays the director.
Yeah. The director. Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's the director in the movie.
And he plays the husband on Orphan Black. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. He is the husband on Orphan Black.
Donnie on Orphan Black.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And he's also, his career is taking off and he's fantastic.
He's so good.
And basically, I like to say that I made Christian Brune. I'm not sure.
No, that's not at all
true.
It's
not true at all.
But we like to say it.
People are always like, how did you get Christian Brune to be in your film? I'm like, man,
like,
I got him.
Yeah, we're like, how did Orphan Black get him after we had him in play? No, we're just kidding. Yeah.
Okay, so Kelly, your character is a method actor who plays a hardboiled corporate lawyer. In the play, in the movie, And another character asks, is she always such a biatch? Mm-hmm. But in her dressing room on the mirror, there's a picture of an Archie's character, and it's not Veronica, it's Betty. Betty.
Yeah.
How come?
Well, because the truth, and it's not ruining anything, the truth is that she is a lovely human being who's just trying to make it as an actor. And her agent has told her that she needs to be more of a hardcore biatch in order to make it in this really hard-edged business. So the Betty card is a little ode to the fact of who she really is. And I don't want to give away too much, but her character arc is involved in that. Also, that was an actual card given to me by Kat Sandler, who's a very famous play director and writer in the city. So it was very meta for me to have that on the set. But yeah, she's a Betty, not a Veronica, and that's a tip to the hat of that later on.
Okay, so Alec, one part of the play within the movie is a court trial where the actors present it to the audience as the jury.
Yep.
But you're making a movie of a play.
You got it.
So where do you draw the line to separate the proscenium arch in the play from the one in the movie?
I think that's a good and confusing question, insofar as I don't think we don't the separation is that we don't actually look in the lens of the camera,
right?
Like, so because sometimes the camera is the point of view of the audience, but we don't look it in the eye, because that would just tear down all kinds of walls that I'm not ready to do. No, it's just like I think that would mess with the reality. So it's sort of this, like, has a bit of a verite style, like a sort of observational thing, and we sort of shot it with two cameras the whole time, to sort of, because there's, like, you know, some of it, like, we did it so quickly and shooting it that you had to do it just for speed, but also just to catch the natural stuff that they do.
And also that the director, you might talk about that, wants to make it like an HBO movie. So we
right.
had fun. You can go ahead and say that.
Yeah, there's a couple sequences on stage. This is where it gets really weird. A couple sequences on stage that we sort of establish and de-establish the play versus movie quality. So there'll be a scene where, like, there's one that's like the scene that's like very intimate, very quiet, and they're like having this like dinner scene, and it's all close-ups and all just like glances and stuff, and the camera can catch it because we're filming it. But then we cut back to the audience, and it's just like two actors with their backs to the audience pretty much, and the waiter blocking them, and the audience is like craning their necks to see what's happening, and
right.
anything. So it's sort of fun to like screw with the reality of.
Because the director of the play, played by Christian Brune, wants to make the play more like a movie.
Right.
Or HBO.
HBO specifically, which is very quiet and dark and, like, you know, very intimate and strange. So we played with a lot of fun things like that.
Yeah, you have people turning their back to the audience or turning their mouth away, which is like taboo or you just can't do it.
Yeah.
Generally, yeah. There's also, I hope this isn't spoiling anything, but there's also a like sex scene in it on stage that, like, nudity and sex on stage is tricky to do. Like, usually we're pretty used to it on TV and film, and it works great. But on stage, like, it's way more powerful because they're right there. And it's like it is a...
Starring me.
Starring her, exactly.
Oh, I know the scene you want.
Exactly.
Yes. And my mom's coming out on Saturday, and she's like, is there any nudity?
No, like, you'll see. And it's, you know, it's like a rocking sex scene. So, but for the audience, it just is like, they're just like, you don't want to see that on stage generally.
Mm-hmm. And there's the set for every character that the actors play. They play the character in the play, and then they play the character off stage.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What is the change they go through?
I would say that because these actors who are wanting to play desperately want for their careers to be launched by this. It's set up that it's in New York, so it's, you know, an off Broadway show that's supposed to be really small, but because it's about Bernie Madoff and the Occupy movement, it's gained a lot of hype. So potentially they have the opportunity to skyrocket their careers with this show. So as the play kind of starts downfalling and falls apart and unravels, they really want it to work out, but they also know that it's the actual play is not that great. So they're dealing with a lot of friendship situations, like Alec talked about earlier. So I think the difference is that they have different motivations. Like they want the play to succeed, and they want it to be together, like something they can do together.
And even the bit part actors are trying for their 15 minutes of fame. So they're like, running to the front and upstage.
Well, we're all, like, everyone involved all has done years and years on stage in the theater. And there's just so many levels of experience. And you know, you get to a point where you haven't booked work in a couple years, and you're so disenfranchised. And that's kind of what Tim Walker's character and Danny Padgett's character are. And then there are the new actors who are straight out of theater school and are kind of, you know, naive to the fact that there's all these ridiculous things you have to put up with. So Yeah, it's kind of fun. We've played with some stereotypes on different people.
So it's off opera. I was wondering, why did you set it in the New York theater scene when there's a big one in Toronto as well?
That's a question I've thought about. I thought we talked a lot about before the film. I worked in New York for 3 years, and if you do an off Broadway show, if it gets enough hype, there is a lot of potential that the New Yorker and the New York Times will come see it. Where I find I would like that to be true here, because we've done a lot of indie theater in this city, we wanted to make the stakes really high in order for the actors' arcs to pay off. So in Toronto, as much as I've done tons of indie theater, sometimes you can't get the Globe and Mail or the Toronto Star to come see you. And so maybe that was a little bit of an ode to wishing that that would be the case here. But we just wanted the stakes to be really high.
And do you think you could take this play and turn it into a movie? Oh, it is a movie already. Could you take this movie and turn it into a play? I'm so confused.
Oh, I don't know.
Could you make a live play version out of it?
Yeah, actually, it wouldn't be too difficult to do. Like, it would be trickier with some of the like things on stage that are supposed to be a movie-like thing. You'd have to do those a bit differently. But overall, it's pretty much one location with some backstage stuff. Tight group of characters, all sort of real time.
Alec is making lots of plays in City. You might want to plug your play.
Oh yes, I could.
Very
do that.
Meta. Go ahead.
I'm actually directing a play right now. Just opened last week, called Dark Matter.
Oh.
It's based on Heart of Darkness. That's a sci-fi.
okay.
And we wrote it through improv and then scripted it. So it's a scripted show.
Comedy?
Mm-hmm. No, it's actually serious.
Oh, okay.
With some moments of levity, but Colin Munch, who plays bit part guy without a name in play. Play the film, is one of the core people in the show.
So yeah, we're always working together.
Yeah.
And I understand this is a very, very low budget movie. Yep. Like no budget movie.
We made this film for $1,000 as part of Ingrid Veninger's 1K Wave, where she was challenging up and coming filmmakers to make a feature for $1,000. So
sort of part of it. Can I tell this part?
What? Oh, go ahead.
Okay, well, because we didn't win.
Oh, yes.
Contest,
we didn't.
So.
She was accepting. Oh, we are part of it, though. Like, she was
sorta
accepting. No, I mean, I've.
Okay, talked, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. She's supporting.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
we didn't. She was. 1K Wave was this thing where she. About 34 people submitted films, and she chose 5 to screen at the Royal. Like, there's some big ones that have already kind of come through. And some people went ahead and made their feature, regardless of whether or not it was one of the ones chosen. And I was one of those people, along with about 5 or 6 other filmmakers. Because her initiative was essentially, you don't need permission to make a film, you could make a film for $1,000. So we shot it for $1,000, and a lot of borrowed and stolen and
lots of stolen
and at time for people donated their time and their resources, and we had so many people jump on board. It was miraculous and wonderful.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were writing the play, were you writing it as a low budget movie?
Oh yeah, I wrote it in
screenplay, not play.
The screenplay, We came up with the concept, and then I went away and I wrote it in 2 weeks for about 15 hours a day, and then we shot it in 2 weeks. The turnaround.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
So it was like low time budget too.
So we wrote in 2 weeks, shot in 2 weeks, and we had 3 editors, myself being one of them, who edited it in 2 weeks. It was just like this. It was intense.
It was intense. It was like a 6-week turnaround on a feature film, and it's
nuts.
Won a bunch of awards and been all over the world. So I guess it's my
You
can do anything thing, because it's taken us all over the place.
And now it's premiering in Toronto, Canadian premiere this Saturday. Are you as scared as the actors were in the movie?
No, God, no. We've seen it in so many audiences. Yeah. We're not worried. We'll show up.
I'm bored of it. No, I'm kidding. It's fun.
No,
I'm excited.
No, it's not boring. It's a great movie.
I'd like to point out that it's during happy hour, 4:15. And we've seen it so many times in audiences. Audiences love it. It's so much fun to watch.
I'm really excited to have everyone I know and care about watch this movie.
I hope a lot of people come out to see it. I've been talking with writer, actress Kelly McCormack and director Alec Toller about the new movie called Play the Film. And it opens Saturday, 4:15 at the Royal. This is Daniel Garber, the movies for the Friday morning show on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.